أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويقول الإنسان أإذا ما مت لسوف أخرج حيا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of how Jibreel alayhi salam had mentioned to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the descent of the angels happens with the will and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not descend whenever they wish or whenever they feel like. They only descend with the permission of Allah azza wa jal. Jibreel alayhi salam then spoke of certain attributes of Allah azza wa jal. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remain steadfast upon ibadah, upon the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because there are many challenges that he will encounter along the way, but he should exercise perseverance. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of an argument that the polytheists and disbelievers had made, and that some of them continue to make up to this day. And that is ayah number 66 of Surah Maryam. وَيَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ, Allah says, man says, أَإِذَا مَا مِتْ لَسَوْفَ أُخْرَجُ حَيًّا, when I die, I will be brought forth alive once again. Something that many cannot understand or believe, the concept of life after death. How is it possible that after I have died, I will once again be revived and brought back to life? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ, does insan not remember where he started off? He started off with nothing. There was nothing, absolutely nothing. The second revival or the second instance when he will be brought back to life, there will still be some substance, the bones or whatever remains of his initial creation. But the first time he was brought into creation, there was nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَا يَذْكُرُ الْإِنسَانِ, does insan not think, does he not remember, أَنَّا خَلَقَنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ, certainly we created him before, وَلَمْ يَكُ شَيْئًا, when he was nothing, absolutely nothing. We created him from nothingness. Why can we not bring him back to life after he was something? فَوَرَبِّكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Qiyamah and how everybody, the entire creation will be brought in front of Jahannam. Believers, disbelievers, the pious, the impious, all will be gathered around Jahannam. Everyone will see Jahannam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of that moment. فَوَرَبِّكَ, Allah takes a qasam on His own grandeur, on His own name. Allah says, and by your Rabb, لَنَحْشُرَنَّهُمْ, we will most certainly, without doubt, gather them all together, والشياطين, with the devils. Remember that every person, every human being has a devil with him, as much as he has an angel with him that is always encouraging him and whispering within him to do good. You have the devil that is always accompanying a person and does the opposite to what the angel does. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, every one of them will be gathered together with the devils. ثُمَّ لَنُحْضِرَنَّهُمْ حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then we will make them all present. Once we've gathered them all, they will all be ushered together and they will all be brought at one place. Where is that? Allah says, حَوْلَ جَهَنَّمْ, around Jahannam, jithiyya, all of them will be fallen on their knees, kneeling down, all of entire creation around Jahannam. Then what happens next? Allah says, ثُمَّ لَنَنْزِعَنَّ مِنْ كُلِّ شِيعَ أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَانِ عِتِيًّا, then we are going to extract from all of those present, we are going to draw out from every group, min kulli shi'a, Allah says from every group, from every sect. So you have the believers, the disbelievers, amongst the believers you have the pious, the impious, and amongst the disbelievers you have those who are the atheists, and you have those who were the Christians, those who were perhaps the Jews. from every sect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, now we will withdraw and take out and remove أَيُّهُمْ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الرَّحْمَنِ عِتِيَّ, those who were most rebellious against Ar-Rahman. So we understand from this that Allah will start off with the worst of creation. The worst of creation. Those who were most intense in their disbelief and in their rebellion against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will start off with that category. And like that they will be drawn out. ثُمَّ لَنَحْنُ أَعْلَمُ, Allah says, then of course, we are most aware and we are most knowledgeable بِالَّذِينَ هُمْ أَوْلَى بِهَا صِلِيَّةً, of those who are most deserving to enter into Jahannam. So we learn that all will not be sent to Jahannam. Allah says, we know now from all those who are gathered around Jahannam, who will be the most deserving to enter into Jahannam. But then Allah reminds us, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ, and there will not be a single one, none from amongst you, إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, except that they will arrive at Jahannam. Every single one will arrive at Jahannam. This is that moment now that speaks of the pul sirat, as we know it. The pul sirat, that final moment. So this is that moment that Allah speaks of. So when you arrive at Jahannam, and those who are destined to go to Jahannam will be flung into Jahannam, and then those who are destined to go to paradise will now be instructed to cross over Jahannam. This is that, وَإِن مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا وَارِدُهَا, Allah says, none amongst you will be exempted from this. Everyone will arrive at it. Speaking about Jahannam and the moment when we are told to cross over Jahannam into paradise. كَانَ عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ حَتْمًا مَقْضِيًّا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this is a decision that your Rabb has taken. An irreversible decision. A decision that has already been made. Every single person will see Jahannam roaring before his eyes, and the fortunate ones will be made to cross over it into paradise. ثُمَّ نُنَجِّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, after we have cast the rebellious ones into Jahannam, Allah says, and then we shall save those who fear Allah, who remained Allah conscious in the dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we shall save them all. وَنَذَرَ الظَّالِمِينَ, and the wrongdoers, we will lead them in it, jithiyya, fallen down onto their knees. May Allah ta'ala grant us